Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Taoiseach Simon Harris says the government is examining all options with regards to community childcare facilities affected by defective blocks, with Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman discussing the issue with his department. The number of historical sex offences being faced by former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has increased. Questions remain over the future of Fawn Health Centre. And we'll hear from actor Russell Crowe, who is in Donegal today to support the opening of Muff Liquors Distillery. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore. First in news, Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the government is examining all options with regards to community childcare facilities affected by defective blocks, with Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman discussing the issue with his department. Mr Harris was responding to a request from Deputy Thomas Pringle that more be done to help management at Ardragh Community Childcare and similar groups in Raphoe, Letterkenny and elsewhere. Deputy Pringle told the Dáil the government is only dealing with the tip of the iceberg when it comes to defective concrete blocks, and that must change.
But I do think that you need the whole of government to actually take the approach that this is a crisis that is going to get worse. Because there is community buildings right across Donegal, and there's private buildings, there's factories, there's farm buildings, everything that are all going to be collapsing over the next couple of years because of the defective concrete crisis. And there's also, it's going to be widened out across the whole country as well, because this is not only a Donegal issue. It's been highlighted in Donegal in the first sense, where it's the worst place, but it is going to expand across the whole country. And you need to get on top of it, and your government needs to actually deal with this. And what you could do as well is you could amend IS 465 to actually include pyrite and pyrrhotite as defective materials. And that is very simply done.
No, look, I want to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this, and I acknowledge you raise it on a regular basis, as do colleagues in Donegal. At the outset, let me accept a statement of the obvious that you rightly said, and it's important to say that this is an issue which perhaps first came to visibility in Donegal with devastating effects and worry and stress for people, but certainly is one that isn't exclusive to Donegal. Look, I do think, and we have a back and forth in this chamber, and that's one of the reasons it's here, to speak up for your constituents, but I would think government has endeavoured to make a real intervention here. We are continuing to work our way through issues as they arise. You've brought another relatively new issue here in relation to community childcare. We're now engaging on that as well. Let's ask Minister O'Gorman to continue his engagement and to revert to you directly.
Well, a public information event to highlight the reality of defective concrete block homeowners is being held in West Donegal this evening. Those who are affected by the defective concrete block issue or who suspect their home has deleterious materials are invited to attend. The event, hosted by the Redress Focus Group, gets underway at 7 o'clock this evening in CDP Na Rossan on Chopper Road in Dunloe. The number of historical sex offences being faced by former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has increased. It comes before his latest court appearance tomorrow. Tara Griffiths has more.
The 61-year-old will appear before Newry Magistrates Court tomorrow for a preliminary inquiry to establish whether there's enough evidence to send him for trial. During previous court appearances, Donaldson had faced 11 holding charges brought by police. An evidence file has since been reviewed by the PPS, and the former DUP leader will now face 18. Donaldson has previously stated he will be strenuously contesting the charges.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a pedestrian was injured in a hit and run in Letterkenny on Friday last. The walker was hit by a small red hatchback vehicle in the Ballymacool area between 6 and 6:15pm. The driver failed to remain at the scene while the injured pedestrian received treatment to what have been described as non-life-threatening injuries. Garda Grainne Doherty is asking anyone who witnessed the crash to come forward.
A collision that occurred between a pedestrian and a car on the R250 just out at Ballymacool, quite close to where the Aura Leisure Centre is, along that stretch of road there. On Friday the 28th of June, it happened between 6:10pm and 6:15pm. So the pedestrian was walking from the town towards Ballymacool Park on the footpath when the collision occurred. The car was described as being a small red hatchback. It was travelling in the opposite direction, so in towards town. The driver of the car didn't remain at the scene. The pedestrian was injured. They did receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, thankfully. We're appealing to anybody who witnessed. We did speak to witnesses already, but we're appealing to anybody else. It's quite a busy stretch of road and we think there may be more witnesses to this. So if anybody's seen what happened, we're asking them to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100. And again, as always, I become repetitive now, but dash cam footage of this.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it is crucial. It's to our investigations. If anybody had a dash cam and they were on that road between 6pm and 6:45pm on that date, again, we're asking them to please make that footage available.
The Dáil has heard tributes to the former joint leaders of the Social Democrats who have confirmed they won't contest the next election. Roisin Shortall and Catherine Murphy set up the party in 2015 and say they want to allow the next generation to have room to grow. Both women have been involved in electoral politics for more than three decades. In the Dáil, Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns was one of a number of TDs to pay tribute to the retirees.
Catherine and Roisin are trailblazers in Irish politics and have accomplished an incredible amount in careers that spanned decades of committed political work and dedicated public service, not least of which was setting up the Social Democrats and helping to grow the party to where it is today with six TDs and 35 councillors.
Questions remain over the future of Fawn Health Centre. Last month, concerns were raised by local councillor Jack Murray that the nurse was being relocated with patients being referred to Buncrana or Moff. The HSE at the time in a statement said there were no plans to close the health centre and that the public health nurse continued to work from there. The HSE has today reiterated that stance. Carmel Lynch, however, who previously organised a petition calling for the nurse to remain in place, claims the building is now empty with no access to the dispensary. She told the 9 till Noon show earlier that intervention is needed to ensure the community has access to health provision.
The nurse has been moved to Timaville to cover maternity leave, and the ER service has now been covered by the Muff, the nurse in Muff, which she has the area of Quigley's Point, 2 inch. So previously, if we rang the number, the health centre number, the carers, anybody could leave a voicemail and the nurse would contact them the next morning because that was manned from 9 to 5, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as from yesterday, when you ring the number, you're told to ring another number. When you ring the other number, it just rings out.
And is there a bit of smoke and mirrors going on here, Carmel, in that they might say, well, we're not officially closing it, but if they're moving staff from there to elsewhere, is the next line, well, unfortunately, we had to cover a post somewhere else, we're actively recruiting a nurse?
Well, Greg, it's very simple. When you have nobody working in a destination and a premises, then it's closed. HSE can say it's not closed, but it's closed. I don't know, they're pulling the wall over our eyes, I think. They're saying it's not closed because they still have keys to wherever it may be, but it's closed. You go up to the dispensary this morning, you can't get access to the dispensary. The carers can't get access to the dispensary. They have to go to Buncrana to get whatever they need. The people of the area is such a big area. Jack and myself have spoken. I spoke with Paul Cannon last night as well. We need the councillors who we voted in the last election to step up now and get our dispensary back open again. We have to save our nurse. We have to help the community and we have to help the carers of the community to do the job they're doing.
Investigations are continuing into an attempted theft at the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary. At around 8:30pm on Tuesday last, a white car is reported to have pulled up at the roadside close to the sanctuary at Castle Dhu Rafoe, with a man exiting the vehicle and making his way towards the car park. The owner of the sanctuary challenged the man, at which point he is said to have become aggressive before fleeing while the car left the area immediately. Garda Grainne Doherty has more information.
This is a recent attempt at theft and it has been widely publicised. People are probably already aware of it. A recent attempt at theft from the donations box at the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary. The sanctuary is located at Castle Dhu Rafoe. On Tuesday the 25th of June in around 8:30pm, a white car pulled up along the roadside and a man got out, walked up, and it's quite a long lane up to the sanctuary car park. That's where the donations box is located. So this man made the long journey up to the car park. Luckily the owner spotted him, came out, challenged him, and he left, headed back down the lane again on foot. The white car then left the area immediately. Thankfully, again, in this instance, nothing was stolen. The man in question had a heavy build. He wore a navy tracksuit bottoms, a black hooded coat. He had the hood up and wore a red beanie hat under the hood. His face was covered. He wore white socks, black runners with some red along the heels and the sides of them. We're appealing mainly to any road users who may have travelled in any of the back roads, any of the roads round the Donkey Sanctuary and on the N14, the Letterkenny to Lifford Road, at the turn off there for the sanctuary. Anybody in that area who had a dash cam to make that footage available to Gardaí. If anybody's seen this man, maybe on foot, or that car, the white car, in the area, we also wish to hear from them. Gardaí can be contacted in Letterkenny on 9167100 in connection with this incident.
The North's Infrastructure Minister has recommended the A5 proceeds. He made the announcement in the Northern Ireland Assembly in response to Westron MLA Nicola Brogan. Minister John O'Dowd said following a report by the Planning Appeals Commission, he will issue papers to his executive colleagues and await their responses with a view to having the final approval submitted by mid-August. MLA Brogan has been welcoming the news.
The Minister will be aware that I and Sinn Féin colleagues in West Tyrone have long been campaigning for the upgrade of the A5 road. Far too many lives have been lost on this road and far too many families and communities have been left devastated. So we are eager to see the road upgraded. Can I ask the Minister for an update on the A5 road upgrade, please?
Minister.
Yes, I can confirm that at this morning's executive meeting I briefed executive colleagues that in the coming days I will be issuing them with my initial response to the Planning Appeals Commission's report. I will also be making a recommendation that we proceed with the A5. I am conscious that this is a cross-cutting issue, so I am awaiting. I will issue the papers to my executive colleagues. I will await their feedback, and then I will submit a further paper for mid-August for their approval on the moving ahead with the A5 project.
As Clare Grown, supplementary.
Thank you, and I really thank the Minister for that answer. That would be really welcome news for people right across West Tyrone and for everyone who does use the A5 road. As I say, we've been waiting patiently for progress on it. So I do thank you for the work you've done and the commitment you've made to deliver the A5.
Over €1.3 million in grant payments have been paid out in Donegal under the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant Scheme. Since the opening of the scheme, a total of 28 homes have been brought back into use in the county. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Since July 2022, when the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant Scheme opened, Donegal County Council has received 772 applications. To date, 500 of the applications have been approved for grant support, with the balance awaiting further information from the applicant or being scheduled for a first technical inspection. Within the overall total, 24 applications were deemed not to meet the scheme requirements and 19 were withdrawn by the applicant. The amount of grant payments issued under the scheme has exceeded €1.3 million, representing 28 properties being brought back into use. The Council's Director of Services for Community Development and Planning Services, Liam Ward, says the level of funding available under the scheme is significant, not alone to the individual applicants, but to the general economy in Donegal. Grants of up to €84,000 are available under the scheme to address the significant issue of vacancy and dereliction in the county, as well as providing new family homes.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Western Range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with tennis, and Markéta Vondroušová has become the first defending Wimbledon champion in 30 years to go out in the first round. The Czech was beaten in straight sets by world number 83, Jessica Buzas Mineiro. Not since Steffi Graf in 1994 has the holder fallen at the first hurdle. Well, Vondroušová admitted she struggled with the pressure of being the favourite.
I feel like, you know, everybody just expects you to win, maybe, so that's tough too. But yeah, I was, you know, I was happy to be back on the centre court, but yeah, it just, you know, didn't go as planned today.
Elsewhere, Novak Djokovic appears to be cruising into the second round at Wimbledon. He leads Vit Kopriva by 2 sets to love on centre court. On to soccer, and the quarterfinal lineup at Euro 2024 will be completed tonight. First up, Romania play the Netherlands in Munich. And then at 8 o'clock, it's the turn of Austria and Turkey in Leipzig. Here at home, Sligo Rovers have formally submitted their application for funding as part of the government's large-scale support infrastructure fund. They're seeking to turn the showgrounds into the first UEFA Category 3 stadium outside of Dublin. The planned new stadium will have a 6,100 capacity and a hybrid pitch. Staying with League of Ireland matters, and just a reminder to fans that Finn Harps' game this week against Kerry is on Thursday evening at Finn Park at 7:45. Cross-channel, Chelsea have completed the £30 million signing of Kiernan Drewsbury-Hall from Leicester. The midfielder has signed a 6-year deal at Stamford Bridge. In Gaelic games, a number of key fixtures have been confirmed today. The Donegal Ladies All-Ireland Senior Football Championship relegation clash with Kildare has been confirmed for Kingsbrand Breffni Park in Cavan this Saturday with a 2 o'clock throw-in. And Derry will play Armagh in the Electric Ireland All-Ireland Minor Football Championship final at O'Neill's Healy Park in Omagh this coming Sunday with a 2 o'clock start. Well, as preparations begin for Donegal's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final meeting with Galway at Croke Park on Sunday the 14th of July, it's interesting to note that Kerry are the evens favourites with the bookmakers, Paddy Power, to lift Sam Maguire. Galway are 10-3, Donegal 7-2 and Armagh 9-2. Well, former Donegal captain Michael Murphy was very impressed by Galway's second half performance in their defeat of Dublin in last weekend's quarterfinals, and he knows that Donegal will have to be at their best to overcome the tribesmen.
And they troubled them by going toe to toe and throwing the shackles off going forward the other way. You know, we've seen a lot of the other stuff over the weekend, which was everything but that, playing cautious. And you can defend them for as much as you want, but you have to go and beat them by scoring. And you look at Galway, that third quarter, my God, like, it was just full on defending, pressing and Cluxon's kickouts and getting the scores away. Killy McDade, Maher, they were just immense.
By the way, if you want to hear that interview in full, it was on the DL Debate on Highland Radio, and you can listen to it as a podcast or in the sports section of the Highland Radio website. In golf, four teams have been selected to represent Ireland in the EGA European Team Championships that take place from the 9th to the 13th of July. Niamh Quigg of City of Derry Golf Club is the captain of the Irish team that will be in the European Ladies Team Championships in Spain. And the team will also include Annabelle Wilson of Castle Rock, while the manager is Helen Jones of Royal Portrush. And Hannah Lee McNamara of Royal Portrush is on the team for the European Girls Team Championships in Sweden. Meanwhile, the ticket ballot for the 153rd Open at Royal Portrush is now open. Fans can submit ticket applications from today until the end of the month. The 153rd Open will be played at Royal Portrush next July. Elsewhere, over 140 golfers will make their way to Loch Earn for tomorrow as the Irish Senior Women's Open Championship and the Irish Senior Men's Amateur Closed Championships get underway on the Fermanagh course. In rugby, 12 of the Springboks team that started last year's World Cup final will start against Ireland in Pretoria on Saturday. And for the fifth consecutive season, Leinster will play La Rochelle in the Investec Champions Cup. They've been drawn together in Pool 2, along with Clermont, Bristol, Benetton and Bath. Munster are in Pool 3 with Northampton, Castres, Saracens, the Vodacom Bulls and Stade Francais. Ulster were drawn in Pool 1 with Bordeaux, Toulouse, Exeter, Leicester and the Sharks. And Connacht have been drawn in Pool 1 for next season's European Challenge Cup. They're alongside Cardiff, Perpignan, Lille, Zebre and the Toyota Cheetahs. Finally, in cycling, Tadej Pogacar won today's fourth stage of the Tour de France and now has the overall leader's yellow jersey. The Slovenian put in a strong performance on the Col de Galibier to end the day with a 45-second lead over Remco Evenepoel. Ireland's Ben Healy is 30th on general classification after finishing 31st today. And sprinter Sam Bennett is 149th. And that is your evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. And returning to some news, the Blood Transfusion Service is urging people in Inishowen to give blood this week. Blood supply levels are critically low. The service has a clinic in Bunkrana this evening and tonight and will be in Carndonagh tomorrow and Thursday. The Director of Donor Services is Paul McKinney.
We are really making an urgent request for the people of Donegal and Bunkrana and Carndonagh, please, to turn out. We are there for the week. We're in Bunkrana tonight and in Carndonagh tomorrow and on Thursday. The blood situation is very serious. We try to hold 7 days stock. We currently only have 2 days stock in our O negative, which is the universal blood group, and our B negative, and we're very low on our O positive. We are just on 3 days worth of stock, so not a very good place to be, unfortunately.
And in terms of the demand coming from hospitals, it is the summer period and there maybe traditionally would have been a fall off in demand. That's not necessarily the case anymore.
No, it certainly isn't. It certainly hasn't been for the last 3 weeks. Issues have been extremely high. 3 weeks ago, we issued 2,600 units for a week, which is the second highest weekly issue that we have had in the last 5 years. And the demand has continued to be extremely high, unfortunately, to the point where we have are struggling to stay on top of it, and hence this urgent appeal.
And finally, Russell Crowe is in Donegal today. The actor is appearing at an opening of a brand new home for distillery Moff Liquor Company. Crowe is an investor in the award-winning company, along with Ronan Keating and comedian Jimmy Carr. Speaking to Greg Hughes, he says he felt it was important that a base for the company was established in Moff.
It was something I pushed very hard in our original conversations, because it's all well and good to tell the story, but you've got to have your roots and respect your roots, you know. And as I was just saying, then Muff needs to be an employer of people in Muff. There's got to be like a pathway for people of this town to have some kind of association with the product, and therefore a little bit more pride in the product, because there is that association.
Can we look forward to seeing more of you in Donegal now?
Well, you know, Laura's a very convincing person.
So are you, I hear. Yeah, I mean,
so, yeah, we'll see how we go. I mean, it would have been a bit more fun if there was more space around this, but I'm in the middle of a massive 36-day tour, so we've only just got a few minutes today, but we'll make it work.
Weather now mostly cloudy for the rest of today, with patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle. A more persistent spell of rain and drizzle will spread from the west early tonight, with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the government is examining all options with regards to community childcare facilities affected by defective blocks, with Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman discussing the issue with his department. Mr Harris was responding to a request from Deputy Thomas Pringle that more be done to help management at Ardragh Community Childcare and similar groups in Raphoe, Letterkenny and elsewhere. Questions remain over the future of Fawn Health Centre. Last month, concerns were raised by local councillor Jack Murray that the nurse was being relocated, with patients being referred to Buncrana and Moff. However, the HSE has reaffirmed that the centre is not closing. Over €1.3 million in grant payments have been paid out in Donegal under the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant Scheme. Since the opening of the scheme, a total of 28 homes have been brought back into use in the county. And the Blood Transfusion Service is urging people in Inishowen to give blood this week. Blood supply levels are critically low. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of July. The death has taken place of Joe McElhill, 36 Corgary Road, Castle Derg, reposing at the family home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Kathleen Bajorson, née Gillespie, 47 Ballylaw Road, Strabane, formerly of Dunamana Road, New Buildings, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday at 12 noon for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Clockcore, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Hugh McCallion, Cavan, Ballandrate, Lifford, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, from 7 to 8 this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford, for Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. No Mass cards or flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, John Jimmy John, of Brocochine, Derry Beg. His remains will repose at his home until 8 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. with Rosary Nightly at 8. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg. Interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Sadie Sweeney, Strand Road, Bunbeg, originally of Ardveen, Crawley. Her remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, until 8 o'clock this evening. Rosary at 8. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of George Noble Robinson, Gort Lee, Letterkenny. House private pleas to family and close friends. Service to celebrate George's life will take place at his sister Sylvia Robinson's residence at Gort Lee, Letterkenny at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by interment in Gort Lee Cemetery at 3. The death has taken place of John Doran, 1 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham, reposing at his daughter Josephine and son-in-law Declan McDade's home at Killyvery, Newton Cunningham. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Surgical Ward 1, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Maura O'Donnell, Clonbeg, Buncrana. Maura is reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 10:15 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Porter Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.